murmur, and the fix splitting of the second sound. Phono number 616, area taken, pulmonary area. Phono number 618. Patient has an innocent systolic murmur with normal splitting. Pulmonary area. Phono 618, patient has an innocent systolic murmur. Note, grunting ejection systolic murmur, grade 2/6, with a normal physiologic third sound. Phono number 619. Patient has mitral insufficiency. Note the grade 4/6 pansystolic murmur at the mitral area. Phono number 571, patient has moderately severe pulmonary stenosis. Note wide splitting of the second sound and a grade 4/6 ejection systolic murmur, best heard at the left sternal edge and pulmonary area. A pulmonary ejection sound is also present. Phono number 569. Patient has severe aortic stenosis. Note the grade 4/6 harsh ejection systolic murmur, which is taken at the aortic area. This murmur of aortic stenosis is well transmitted down the left sternal border and into the mitral area. Note the musical character of this ejection aortic systolic murmur. Mm-hmm. Patient has a ventricular septal defect. Patient has a ventricular septal defect. Note the pan-systolic murmur, best heard at the left sternal edge. Patient has aortic stenosis. Area taken, aortic area. Note the quality of the murmur, which changes at the left sternal edge. Phono number 621. Same patient with aortic stenosis, left sternal edge. Patient has severe mitral stenosis. Recording taken at mitral area. Note the loud first sound and the low-pitched rumble at the apex. Phono number 623. Taken at the left sternal edge, note the loud first sound and the opening snap. Patient has a ventricular septal defect. Recording taken at left sternal edge. Note the pan-systolic murmur. Same patient with ventricular septal defect, recording taken at pulmonary area. Note the wide splitting of the second sound. Patient, age 62, with patent ductus arteriosus. Recording taken at pulmonary area. Note the continuous murmur in this area. Phono number 625. Patient has a ventricular septal defect. Recording taken at left sternal edge. Note the pansystolic murmur. Same patient with ventricular septal defect, recording taken at pulmonary area. Note the normal splitting. Same patient with ventricular septal defect, recording taken at pulmonary area. On inspiration, degree of splitting 0.06 seconds. On expiration, 0.03 seconds. Phono number 625. Patient with ventricular septal defect. Recording taken at left sternal edge. Note the pansystolic murmur at this area. Patient's name, Miss Ann. Phono number 626. Diagnosis is recording taken at pulmonary area. Note the ejection systolic murmur, a loud second sound, and an early diastolic murmur, which continues throughout diastole with a slight presystolic accentuation. patient and Fox. Phono number 626. Recording taken at pulmonary area. Note the normal first sound, ejection systolic murmur. Second sound, which is accentuated, an early diastolic murmur, increasing towards the end of diastole. The diagnosis is phono number 628. Patient has an innocent systolic murmur. Note the wide splitting of the second sound, 0.03 to 0.06 seconds. Recording taken at pulmonary area. Phono number 631. Patient has aortic stenosis with aortic insufficiency. Recording taken at an aortic area and left sternal edge.
These are my marching orders.
Same patient with aortic stenosis and aortic insufficiency, recording taken from left sternal edge. Note the ejection systolic murmur and the long early diastolic murmur. Patient had an atrial septal defect, which was closed surgically prior to operation. His second sound was widely split and fixed to respiration. At the present time, recording is taken from pulmonary area. Note the normal splitting of his second sound.
This patient has mitral stenosis. The recording is taken in the mitral area. The murmur that you can hear is a mitral diastolic murmur. There is also present an atrial systolic accentuation of this murmur with loud first sound, and opening snap is also present.
Patient has tight mitral stenosis, recording taken from mitral area. The murmur you hear is a diastolic murmur. Note the loud first sound and the opening snap following the second sound. Same patient with mitral stenosis. Recording taken at left sternal edge. Note loud first sound and the opening snap following the second sound. Patient has severe aortic stenosis. Note the harsh ejection systolic murmur at the aortic area. This recording is taken at the aortic area. Phono number 636. Patient is an adult with an atrial septal defect. Note the normal first sound, the grade 1/6 ejection systolic murmur, and the wide fixed splitting of the second sound. This recording is taken from the pulmonary area. Phono number 649. Patient has severe mitral insufficiency. Note the pan-systolic murmur at the mitral area and loud third sound. This recording is taken from the mitral area. Same patient with mitral insufficiency, recording taken at pulmonary area. Note the wide splitting of the second sound. Same patient with severe mitral insufficiency, recording taken at mitral area. Note the pan-systolic murmur and the loud third sound. Phono number 571. Patient has pulmonary stenosis. Recording taken at pulmonary area. Note the ejection. Patient has moderate pulmonary stenosis. Recording taken at pulmonary area. Note the loud ejection sound, the harsh ejection systolic murmur, and the wide splitting of the second sound. The splitting measures 0.04 on expiration and 0.06 seconds on inspiration. Phono number 656. Patient has an innocent systolic murmur. Recording taken from left sternal edge. Note the grunty systolic murmur at this area. Number 665. Recording taken at pulmonary area. Note the wide splitting of the second sound. This splitting measures 0.04 seconds on expiration and 0.09 seconds on inspiration. Phono number 673. Patient is perfectly normal. Recording taken at pulmonary area. Note the normal splitting of the second heart sound. Phono number 675. Patient is an atrial septal defect. Recording taken at pulmonary area. Note the wide fixed splitting of the second heart sound and the ejection systolic murmur in this area. Thank you. Photo number 683. Patient has an innocent systolic murmur. Note the grunting character of the ejection systolic murmur and the normal splitting of the second heart sound. Recording taken at pulmonary area. Phone number 684. Patient has congenital aortic stenosis. Note the harsh ejection systolic murmur at the aortic area. There is also an aortic ejection sound. Phone number 690. Patient has severe aortic stenosis. Recording taken at aortic area. Note the ejection systolic murmur in this area and the single second sound. Number 691. Patient has severe mitral insufficiency. Note the pan-systolic murmur taken at the mitral area, the opening snap, and the loud third sound followed by a short diastolic murmur in this area. Patient is a ventricular septal defect with marked pulmonary hypertension. Recording taken at pulmonary area. Note the ejection sound, the short ejection systolic murmur, and the very loud pulmonary closure. There is also a short early diastolic murmur in this area. patient is a ventricular septal defect. Recording taken at left sternal edge. Note the pansystolic murmur at this area. Patient has mild pulmonary stenosis. Note the normal first sound, a pulmonic ejection sound, and a harsh ejection systolic murmur, and wide splitting of the second sound. On inspiration, splitting measures 0.06 seconds. On expiration, 0.03 seconds. Recording taken at pulmonary area. Thank you.
Anthony Riley, age 6, and the date is the 10th of May, 7 cancer. Total number, B19502. Thank you.